Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for this morning is the bigger picture. Not just the big picture, but the bigger picture. And our scripture for today comes from the book of Luke, chapter 15, verses 18 through 24. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our announcements. Number one, please be in prayer for us here in the South Florida area as we are in preparation for Hurricane Irma. You know, let's come into agreement that no fatalities will occur. That whatever happens, we really pray that the hurricane not even make land here. But even if it does, we know that the Lord is still able to deliver us. And then number two, remember that I will be ministering on Friday, September 22nd at 7:30 p.m. at Outreach of Excitement Church here in Miami for their women's conference. And their theme is Women Who Refuse to Compromise. So I invite you to come out and worship with us. Their address is on my ministry website, which is feelthefire.com, FeelDFire.com. Finally, set your alarms to tune in live to Morning Motivation with me by calling 323-870-4180. But if you miss this powerful broadcast live, you can hear it, the recording, after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website at feelthefire.com or by following me on Facebook, Rossi Williams. That's R-A-W-S-I Williams. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of Luke, chapter 15, verses 18 through 24, and I'm reading from the KJV. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But, that's a key word, isn't it? But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they begin to be merry. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for this morning? Come on and say it with me wherever you are. The bigger picture. As we are living our lives, a lot of times people will tell us, focus on the big picture. In other words, they're saying that there is more to the situation than what meets the eye. There's more than just my perspective or just your perspective in a situation. And sometimes by only focusing on our own little world or our own perspectives or operating within the context of tunnel vision, we will miss the forest for focusing on the trees. So that means you miss the big picture. And in doing so, sometimes the decisions that we make or our actions will really come in and cut our noses off to spite our faces. In other words, we will sabotage our own destiny, blessings, relationships, and purpose just because we are missing out on all of the moving parts or everything that it takes in that puzzle to bring together the entire picture. But what I want to talk with you about this morning is that there are times when looking at the big picture is not enough. Because generally, even when we're focusing on the big picture, the focus is still just on what benefits us. I want to instead make you think about the fact this morning that there is even a bigger picture wherein what we do not only impacts, but those who are connected to us as well. This would include our family members. If you are married, the decisions that you make not only impact you, but your spouse. If you are a parent, the decisions that you make not only impact you, but your children, even if they are grown. In business, the decisions that we make will sometimes not only impact us and our employees, but maybe our clients. For example, I am an attorney. So the decisions that I make in business not only will impact me, but my clients as well in their cases. If you are a pastor, the decisions that you make will also impact your church. So it's important in life to not just focus on the big picture of how will this impact me, positively or negatively, but the bigger picture. What is it that I'm supposed to be accomplishing in life, and how will my attaining that goal positively impact others, and how will my failure to do what I'm supposed to do negatively or adversely impact others as well? In today's word, where we were reading about the prodigal son, you saw that he realized that his actions had negatively impacted him. And on yesterday, I taught you from that same scripture, but from the beginning verses, where the lesson was, go home. And I taught you how sometimes you have to be humble enough to come to the conclusion and act on that realization that you made a mistake or that you made the wrong decision, such as the prodigal son when he had said to his father, give me everything that I have. I'm ready to go now. And what he did is ended up going out and wasting all of that, the Bible says, on riotous living, to the point where he was about to eat the scraps that the swine were about to eat. And so then I said to you, why eat swine scraps when you can have the fatted calf, if you will be willing to go home? And I explained to you what home was. It's not always a natural place. So I need you to go back and listen to that if you missed it, because it will give you a powerful foundation upon which to build for today's lesson. You can hear it on the morning motivation page of feelthefire.com. So now here we are where the prodigal son has gone home. He said, wait a minute, I've gone home, and now I realize that, you know, there was a big picture. I negatively impacted me. But what we saw is that when he went home, his father had also been impacted. Because when his father saw him afar off, His father was moved with joy and with compassion, with happiness, to the point of running to his son and saying, hey, come on, I'm so happy to see you. Telling the servants, get ready and let's celebrate because my son who was dead is now alive. Do you understand the significance of the bigger picture? You see, when you are a spouse or a fiance or in a relationship and you cheat on the other person, what you do does not just impact you, but the other person as well. Sometimes it ends up in divorce or separation. Other times it may be the married husband ends up getting the mistress or the side chick pregnant. Do you understand what I mean? Let's be real here. So now you've not only impacted yourself, but your wife, the person that you're cheating with, and now this child who is coming into a world where he or she is always known as the child of the affair. And, you know, there are other names for that. Do you understand what I'm saying? You also then impact the children that you have with your current spouse because now they have to look at dad or mom, if mom was the one cheating and she's the one pregnant, and say, wait a minute, what happened? All of this that you were exhibiting before us was a lie, you know, pretending like marriage is good and things are happy. Do you understand that? As an attorney, I'll give you a very quick example for time's sake. One of my practice areas is criminal defense, and to date, I've been blessed to never have had a client convicted. I've never pled out a client, never had a plea deal, no contest, any of that. All of my clients to date have either had their charges dropped or, you know, we've been successful. It's never been a conviction, and I praise the Lord for that. Well, I recently took on a client who, based on all of the other circumstances going on in that client's life, including legal and everything else in prior situations, only wanted to do a particular plea deal. And again, I'd never pled a client, and, you know, I didn't want to plead the client. I really felt I could win this case. But again, based on the client's situation and prior histories and everything, the client just wanted a plea deal with no jail time. So the client had already been represented by someone else for about 5 months, and the client's family knows me personally. So then they said, wait, we want to send you to Ms. Williams because this is what we need to do. When I took this client on, I, you know, was saying, well, I don't really plead people out. But then I remembered the words of my mentor, the attorney who mentored me in criminal defense. And his words were, Rossi, you know, one of the great things about you is that you serve the client's needs and you always put aside your ego for the benefit of the client. And he had said to me or explained to me that is good because a lot of times as attorneys, it's very easy to let your ego get in the way, especially if you have a particular record. But he said, what you must always remember is that what you do has to be for the benefit of the client and the client's interest. So as I took on this case, I had to remember that my record, praise God, it is important when people come to me for them to know that. But for this client, these are the client's requirements, and this is in the client's best interest. So I had to put my ego aside and see the bigger picture. You understand? The big picture is just what benefits Rossi. But the bigger picture is how my decisions would impact this client. So I am happy to say I was able to get what that client wanted, no jail time at all. And we praise the Lord for that. But again, it is about focusing on the bigger picture. When you are and I are going about our everyday lives, we have to understand that the bigger picture as well includes whether or not we are the light of the world and are we the salt of the earth. Because the bigger picture than just whether or not I am saved and am going to heaven is whether or not the people I love are saved and are going to heaven. What about my immediate family? What about my siblings, nieces, nephews? What about my mother? What about cousins, aunts, uncles, and friends? What about how I interact with my clients, judges, other attorneys? What about how I interact in church with church members? What about how I interact and you interact with people you don't even know? For example, if you really want to see the character of a person, my prior pastor, when I lived in Tampa, used to say, look at how they treat people they do not need. So if they go to a restaurant, they don't need the server. Well, are they rude to the server? That tells you. Because there's no reason to treat the server rude. There's no reason to leave and not tip the server. Because if they just offered you abhorrent service, you should have corrected that while you were there with them, right? And said, this service is not acceptable. I need you to correct this, or you should have asked for another server or the manager so that before you left, you would have been able to tip. Now, if it was just, you know, beyond all reconciliation, I understand. But don't lose the premise that I'm trying to give you. How do you treat that person? If you live in a gated community, how do you treat the security guard when you drive up? Do you just, you know, some places you have the automated carts where you don't have to say anything. Some places the guard comes out and they'll see your decal. Do you even say hello? Or do you just dismiss this person? How do you treat the employees underneath you at work? How do you treat the cashier? How do you treat the person at the drive-thru? These are things God really had to impress upon me. Are you a light? Or are you only a light at places where you are being seen? And so you're hypocritical. The bigger picture is that it is not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come into repentance. How we live our lives will help either bring that about or help negate it. The bigger picture is the kind of way you make the people feel who are in your presence. The people leave you feeling better, that I said. They don't always have to be happier, because maybe sometimes your position or the situation requires you to discipline or chastise. But even when you do that, are you focusing on the issue instead of assassinating the character of the person? See, if you say this is a behavior or an issue, it can be resolved. But if I just kill the whole person's spirit, there's nothing I'm saying that can be done about it. So there is a bigger picture. Are you operating in that realm this morning? Our time is run. We got to get ready to go into prayer. I know this is just some awesome teaching. Make sure you go back and listen to this today and share it with at least two others on the website at feelthefire.com. Dear Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We honor you. We praise you. Father, if we had 10,000 tongues, we truly just could not thank you enough for all of your goodness and your blessings. Lord, we come lifting up everyone in the path of Hurricane Irma, and we come lifting up those people still recovering from Hurricane Harvey. And Father, we just say, move by your spirit and have your way. Come in, Lord, and restore, uplift, and deliver. Save and do whatever you need to do to effectuate your sovereignty in the earth. And we just believe it's done. Father, for everyone listening to this broadcast right now, I just come in agreement for what they need. Father, we know that the cattle on 1,000 hills belong to you, and there is nothing impossible for you to do right now. Help us to operate within the bigger picture, to understand that what we do and what we do not do impacts the lives of everyone else connected to us, those we know right now and those we will meet in the future. So help us, God, to be the light of the world, not a dim light, not a light that flickers, but to be a consistently shining 100-watt bulb so that people say, what is it about you that makes you still be faithful, still believe, still have joy despite everything else that's happening? And then we can say it is the love of Jesus. We are not perfect, but the perfection rests in you. Father, we just thank you. We magnify you. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for your word, your power, your grace, your forgiveness, everything that you in our lives. It is within Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on and praise him. Praise the Lord. Now our time is run. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go ahead and give you our task for today, and then I will see you again in the morning. And we are going to start ending with a song of the day starting tomorrow. So I'm going to try to have a new song to end in praise with you each morning. But until then, our topic for today is the bigger picture. Your task for today is to operate in the bigger picture. Don't just do something that only benefits you, but be aware of how everything you're doing will impact someone else's life as well. I love you. I will see you in the morning at 6:30. Please send people to fillthefire.com to share this broadcast after 8 a.m. and get the address for Outreach of Excitement Church. I'll see you Friday night, September 22nd.